To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
All right, guys, we really need a miracle right now.
You're telling me those guys are monsters?
I've tried every play in the book, guys.
Not every play.
You mean the hot springs?
You want to win, right?
We haven't run that play since Jackie Robinson played hot springs spring training ball.
Go for it.
All right, it's the hot springs on three.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, about ready to get this one underway. It's going to be Hogue and Clark back deep for the Cyclones. Ready to return the opening kickoff as Mountain Home has the ball teed up at the 40. The approach and the short placement kick is going to bounce at the 32, picked up there by one of the upmen, and down at the 34-yard line. And that's where Russellville will start with their first possession of the night. Christian Salazar on the return for the Cyclones on the kickoff by Tabor.
Tatum Beshears brought him down with a good sure-handed tackle there to make sure they get very good field position.
So the Cyclones will start at their own 34-yard line. Their first possession of the evening. They'll operate left to right here in this opening quarter. And they'll come out in four wide. Braden Whitford is the quarterback. 1,800 passing yards, 13 touchdowns on the season. He's thrown eight picks, though. He's going to hand it off. This is Kobe Robinson. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and knocked backwards. Lines up 5 yards back. They're going to spot him back to the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Gage Lindsay did a great job, stuffed him right there at the line of scrimmage and drove him back. Bombers fired up. You can tell a little extra energy tonight.
Second and 10 now for the Cyclones. They're in their white row jerseys, red numerals, red sleeves for some of the players. They've got the red pants as well. Motion to the top side of the field, and the handoff is to the motion man, and he's going to be hit and dropped to the backfield for about a 4-yard loss. They give it to Graham. That's only his second carry of the season, and he loses 3 yards.
Brody Patterson met him in the backfield there, read that perfectly, and got a lot of help coming in behind it. Put him third and long, and then get ready to see if this passing game. Bombers are ready. Bryce McKay slipping into safety.
Yeah, and they're also bringing Tabor in, one of those defensive end positions. A three-man front now with the third and 14. Rolling to the right, Whitford. He's going to be hit in the backfield. Slips the first tackle. Hit again, and he's going to be sacked at the 25-yard line. Several Bombers there. Bojé is the one that finally brings him down, and now a flag comes in. At the end of the play, there was some mouthing going on, and the official is talking to the quarterback, Whitford. And let's see what the call is here. The sack, the play is down at the 27. It's on the quarterback. He was upset he got sacked, and he's going to cost his team. Well, it's not going to be 15, but it's going to be, looks like, about 12 yards on the penalty here. So Russellville runs three plays. They lose 7 yards. And then the penalty moves it back to the 15.
Inspired start for the Bombers. And, you know, we heard Russellville, they're struggling a little bit. It'd be interesting to see how much fight's left in this ball team.
The snap bounces back to the punter, gets the kick away. It's going to bounce at the 45, inside the 50 now, and rolls dead at the 44 of Mountain Home. Yeah, that's a good point, Sonny. This is a team that's 1-7, and they haven't played very well the last couple of weeks. And, boy, this is a big possession right here. If the Bombers can get the three and out, then go down and score. They can really set this tone early.
We saw what happened last week at Siloam Springs when the Bombers got off to the early lead. You know, it makes a lot of difference when you get to drive there from the beginning.
Bombers will start from their own 44, four wide here for Mountain Home. And the give is to Hershberger. Gage straight ahead. He's going to pick up, looks like, two to the 46 on first down.
Russellville did a really good job of clogging that hole up. They were able to stop the Bomber push, and Mountain Home never really got that hole developed.
10:18 left in the opening quarter. First possession of the night for Mountain Home. Again, four wide with Hershberger in the backfield. Now he's going to flex out to the right side, empty backfield. And here's the pressure. Bryce hit as he throws. A man wide open. That was Hershberger, who they motioned out of the backfield, but the pass is short, incomplete.
Yeah, I couldn't really get into that throw with that backside pressure coming there. Boy, he was wide open though, Brad.
He was.
From the 46-yard line.
So now it's going to be third down for Mountain Home. Coming in on the pressure that time was big Dalton Hallmark. He's 6'5", 245, and he laid a lick on McKay. Third and eight for Mountain Home from their own 46-yard line. McKay rolling to the right. This is a designed run. The quarterback keeps it, and he's got a first down. He's on his feet at the 40, up the right sideline at the 30, the 20, 15, 10, steps out of bounds, and the Bombers looking at about a first and goal coming up.
Great job by McKay. He got over there. He slipped loose, and, you know, smartly didn't take on the tacklers, just stepped out of bounds there and did it outside the 10, so you still have a chance to get a first down before you score.
They're going to mark him at the 13, so a 41-yard run for McKay. McKay will give it to Hershberger. A sweep to the left side. Gage runs over the first tackler on his feet at the 5, down to the 2-yard line. First and goal coming up for Mountain Home.
Great run. Great hole over here. We had a tight end, and Bombers are going fast, Brad.
Quickly up to the line of scrimmage. First and goal at the 2. The give to Hershberger. Hershberger is in for the touchdown. Mountain Home. The Bombers. A 5-play, 56-yard drive, and they make it look easy on that first possession.
Great start, exactly what you're looking for, Brad. Good push up front, really just knocked him back into the end zone, and he just crawled right up in there. He was basically in the end zone untouched.
That's exactly the start this team needed against this Russellville ball club. They get a three and out with defense, and then the offense goes 56 yards in just 5 plays. The big one, that third and eight. The 41-yard play, and now we've got a penalty on the kick, and we've seen this. I don't know if we've not seen this in a game this year where when the Bombers get set on an extra point, the other team jumps offside.
Well, it's part of their way the play is designed. They all put their arms down in unison, and people just have a hard time maintaining their defensive composure there, and they jump. So they'll have to kick it again. Now, that's the penalty, though, is you're penalizing the kicker.
Here's the kick on the way from Tabor, and it is good. 9:35 left in the opening quarter. Mountain Home strikes first. They lead at 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
I'm Rex Nelson. People travel to Arkansas to experience its natural beauty. We even market ourselves as the natural state. Our landscapes not only make this state exciting to visit, but a wonderful place to live. Not to mention the positive impact tourism has on our economy. It's our responsibility to keep our environment litter-free. Let's do our part to keep it beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
9:35 left opening quarter. Here's the kickoff, and boy, good one this time. It's going to bounce at the 10, and gets out of bounds at about the 7-yard line. So Russellville's going to have good position. Tabor's kick that time just got a little bit too far to the left and got out of bounds.
Yeah, just kind of hit and chipped up. You know, it's kind of the way you want it on these shorter kicks, but this one he was trying to drive into the end zone because he caught Russellville scooting up. And if that ball would have went straight, there'd have been a guy running down there inside his five trying to cover that thing up or pick it up, and you never know what's going to happen when something crazy like that gets going.
So the Cyclones come out for their second possession of the night. Jeff Weaver's in his fourth season as head coach at Russellville. He was at Fort Smith Southside before that. Struggling this year. Here's Whitford on first down. And a quick hitter to the right side is incomplete off the hands of Trenton Stokes. He didn't exactly try real hard to catch that either.
I'm glad you admitted that, because he alligator armed that thing. He just barely kind of reached out in front of him. Didn't make a lot of effort to catch it. They were trying to set up a bubble, and Mountain Home, good defense.
Second and 10 now for the Cyclones. They've run five plays and lost 7 yards so far. Four plays, rather. Here's the handoff left side. Hit in the backfield. Spinning out of it is Robinson, and he is going to barely get back to the line of scrimmage. Ball came loose, but it was after the play was over.
Great job responding for the Bombers. You know, it's kind of interesting. We've heard all about this high-powered passing offense, and right now they're not showing that. So I think the Bombers, though, can't get lulled into a false sense of security.
Here, Ben Hallmark is in the quarterback. If you remember, at the end of the last drive, Whitford got a personal foul penalty, so apparently Coach Weaver has taken him out, and the backup Hallmark is in there right now. He's got five receivers. He's a much bigger player. He's hit as he throws. The pass is incomplete. Lindsay with the pressure forces the incompletion, and the Cyclones will have to punt.
It blew him up on that play. Great hit. Got down there. Like you're saying, he's a big, tall kid, but he hit him right at the waist as he tried to throw it. Gumbied him up, and he threw it into the ground, actually.
Hallmark is 6'2", 225. He's a sophomore. He's also one of two punters they have, and looks like he's going to stay in to punt right now for the Cyclones. His average is a little better. It's a line drive kick. It's going to bounce at the Mountain Home 35 at the 25, picked up at the 23-yard line by Logan Walker. The return up the right sideline. A flag comes in, and this may be either a horse collar or a face mask.
Yeah, definitely in the spot it's thrown. It looks like it was involved the tackle. There was nobody really over there blocking or doing anything, so it's got to be something. They're pointing toward the Bombers, though.
Well, that's interesting. There was, okay. A blind side block called against Mountain Home. So the play goes to the 30. That's going to back it up to the 34, I should say. Backs it up to the 19-yard line with the penalty.
Ah, there it is. Yep, sure enough. Legit call.
So the Bombers start this drive at their own 19-yard line with 8:42 left in the opening quarter. 7-0, Bombers lead it. A quick hitter to the running back Hirschberger and a wheel route to the left side, and he's going to be knocked down actually for a loss of about two on the play.
Yeah, one thing I did see on the field there, that little cornerback number two, he's real aggressive. He likes to drop his head and head for the backfield, so you're not going to get a lot in front of him, but you can definitely get over the top.
8:16 left in the opening quarter, 7-0 Mountain Home. The ball is kept on that option read by McKay, and boy, he's going nowhere. Back to the 17, and it's going to bring up third and 12.
It's kind of an odd option read. They both ran to the same spot and ran the same place.
They did.
Usually one will go one direction and one goes back up the middle, but that one wasn't designed that way.
So from their own 17, it's third and 12, McKay rolling to the right, wanting to pass, and it's going to be complete right just to pass the line to gain. Logan Walker makes the catch. He did a perfect job, Sonny, of setting that up.
He did. He got over there, and he really had his awareness, situational awareness of where that out-of-bounds line was. Did it just like you see on TV on Saturdays and Sundays. Got that foot down right past the line to gain for the first down.
It was third and 12, and the Bombers convert with a 13-yard pass play. A fresh set of downs. The give to Hirschberger straight ahead, and Gage is going to pick up about three out to the 33-yard line.
Nice positive yardage there on first down. That's one thing you got to do. You got to keep hitting them, keep that ball moving forward. We've got fortunate to get out of that situation of third and long. You don't want to let yourself get in too many of those.
Second and 7 here for the Bombers. Cyclone coaches have been worried about the Mountain Home running game this week. Here's McKay rolling to his left, wanted to pass, nothing there, tucks it and run. He's down to the 34. It's a gain of one.
Not exactly sure what they were looking for on that play, Brad. He just kind of had to eat it and get what he could.
Third and about six.
So third and six coming up now for this Mountain Home offense with 6:54 left in the opening quarter. Bombers up 7-0. McKay and Hershberger talking in the backfield now. He'll shift Hershberger to his right side. McKay awaiting the shotgun snap. Three-step drop. Now he's flushed. He's going to be hit and sacked in the backfield. Coming in and getting the sack is the linebacker, Shane Booker. And it's going to be fourth down. The Bombers forced to punt.
McKay sack behind the line of scrimmage.
Nice blitz by the Cyclones there to get in there and disrupt that. Bombers defense will go back and try and put them. Get the ball back for the offense.
9-yard loss. So fourth down and 15 here for Mountain Home. Brady Burnett is back deep to await the punt. A high punt. And he calls for the fair catch. Makes it at about the 47-yard line. And that is where the Cyclones will start with their third drive of the evening.
Use Tabor in that punting situation. You know, they've kind of been going back and forth since Tabor got healthy. He's more of your conventional punter. Gave the Bombers, though, plenty of hang time to get down there and cover that kick.
So the Cyclones will come out for their third possession, and looks like the starting quarterback is back on the field. That's Whitford. Cyclones with minus 7 yards so far. Whitford to pass left side, and it's going to be complete. That was Stokes making the catch.
Stokes is a good-sized receiver as well, 6'3", 185.
Pass is complete.
It's going to go across midfield to the 47-yard line, so a 6-yard pickup.
Second and four
here now for the Cyclones. Whitford, play action to pass again. It's incomplete. Threw it a little behind Stokes that time.
Good Kobe Lockhart jumped up and got his hand in there. I think that almost kind of forced him to change his trajectory on that pass. It's the same play two times in a row. The Bombers were able to adjust.
So third and four now for the Cyclones. 5:59 left in the opening quarter. Bombers up 7-0. Whitford out of the shotgun. Looks to pass. He's going to be flushed out of the pocket. He's going to be sacked back at the 46. Getting the sack that time, Quentin Brill for the Bombers.
He was able to shoot that gap. They paid extra attention to Lindsey on that play, Brad. So they were real concerned with him. He got in a stand-up position, rushed from the outside. Brill was able to come right from that defensive tackle spot and blow the play up.
A loss of 7 means it's 4th and 11. The Cyclones have now run, 9 plays, and they have lost 8 yards now. Here's the punt. It's a short, wobbly punt. Bounces at the 29 of Mountain Home. Takes a Mountain Home roll and downed at the 31. That's where Mountain Home will take possession.
And that time, Hallmark didn't get it to turn over. He kicked an end-over-end kick that had backspin on it, and it hit and came back and gave the Bombers some yards.
So Mountain Home takes over their own 31 with 5:17 left in the opening quarter, up 7-0. Two receivers to the right side. The give is to Hershberger running to that right side, and he's going to pick up about 3 on first down out to the 34.
It's a nice little safe run there, Brad. Mountain Home's trying to pop one, and they just, you know, can't get any big holes to open up, but they'll take 3 to 4 yards a run.
Bombers in those blue home jerseys with the white numerals in the white pants this evening. Second and 7 for Mountain Home. The play action rolling to the right as McKay hit as he throws. Pass incomplete. He was looking for Brady Barnett across the middle and just a little high.
Yeah, he got high on that throw. Didn't get his feet into it. Had a little bit of pressure, but, you know, otherwise Bombers holding up okay on the rush there.
So third and 7 for Mountain Home with 4:46 left in the first quarter. Bombers will have 3 receivers to the right side, 2 on the left side. They empty the backfield. McKay looks to his right. He's going to tuck it and run. Looks like a designed run. Well played by Russellville. McKay is going to be stopped at the 35, and the Bombers will be forced to punt once again.
Just no running room there, Brad. He tried to, you know, I was thinking he might try the draw, but that was much more of a quarterback run. Don't know if there was supposed to be a pass-first option. He did look, but just nothing really developing up there. And he also cut it out to the right. He might have had a little more running room back I'm sorry, cut it to the left. Might have had a little more running room to the right.
Brady Burnett back deep for the Cyclones.
So fourth and about four. The punt is away by Tabor. Back to return, it's Burnett. Just going to bounce inside the 30, inside the 25. Still rolling and rolls dead right at the 20-yard line.
Nice punt.
You bet. 44-yard punt that time by Tabor. 4:12 left in the opening quarter. That's hard to believe. Each team's already had three possessions, and we've still got 4 minutes left in the first quarter.
Well, you know, but it seems like it's actually going faster than it is.
So the Cyclones, who have minus 8 yards of offense to this point, take over their 20-yard line. Actually, about the 21s where they'll spot it officially. Whitford to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Long down the left side, and it's incomplete. Boy, they had a receiver that time, Gavin Graham, who had a step on the defender.
He did, and boy, he just got his throw. He got a little too much air under it and could not run under the play. You know, that's what we've been concerned about all week with this passing game. They tried to throw those short passes, did a great job against those, and now they may try to air it out, see if they can beat us over the top.
So second down now for the Cyclones, 4:05 left in the opening period. Robinson, the starting tailback tonight. Donahoe, who has been the starter, was injured earlier. Here's a backwards pass, complete, great open field tackle for a loss of three as the pass is complete to Graham. Well played by Drury.
Did a great job of reading that and coming up. You can tell when something like that happens. You've seen that on film, and you know how to react to that situation. Played it perfectly.
11 plays, minus 11 yards so far tonight for the Cyclones. Third and 13 now for Russellville. Whitford. It's going to be a draw play. They give it to Robinson up the middle, and Robinson is going to be stopped short of the first down. He makes his way out to the 29, so it's going to be fourth and about two here for the Cyclones. They mark it back. Yeah, they'll put it at the 29, it looks like.
Now, we've heard about Russellville. They like to gamble. They'll go for it in unconventional situations, and never know what's going to happen here as well on the punt.
Well, now they've run 12 plays, and they're back to zero. They have run 12 plays for no yards. Hallmark to punt, and he does punt. High, wobbly punt, angling towards the Bomber sideline. Bounces at the 42, at the 40, and down at about the 39-yard line, and that's where Mountain Home will start. Well, I tell you what, Sonny, 4-3 and outs by this Mountain Home defense to start the night.
Fantastic start for the Bombers so far on defense. Now you got to get the offense going. You know, we had the big quick start. We got the early score, but I'm sure that Coach Airy and Coach Acklin want to get this offense and Coach Mallett get something going on this possession.
2:46 left opening quarter. The give is to Hershberger, running up the middle, across the 40, and they're going to spot him about the 42, gain of about three on first down.
About the 42-yard line.
So second and seven coming up here for Mountain Home, just under 2.5 minutes left in the opening period. Bombers working right to left. The give is kept this time on that read option by McKay. He almost broke it. He's got a first down inside the 50, down to the 48. He was a step away from taking that one to the house.
Yeah, Salazar got him around the ankle to keep it from being an even bigger gain. And that's what you like to see. Now you see the setup play. You know, you run that short play a couple, two or three times, then you pull it out and you pop it for 10 or 12.
Fourth first down of the night for Mountain Home. At the 48 of Russellville, the give is to Hershberger, right side. He moves the pile to the 45, picks up three.
Bojay.
Okay, yeah. Bojay was in.
Mount Holmes gone two back, put that extra tight end. Gone heavy with Tabor now at the line of scrimmage.
King was there for the Cyclone.
Second down and seven now for Mountain Home. 1:40 left in the opening period. And the give is going to be kept. The option play, the pitch is to Bojay. He's going to pick up a couple of yards down to the 43-yard line.
First time we've seen Bojay take that option pitch this year. A little new wrinkles tonight for the Bombers.
Seen a few. So third down and five for this Mountain Home offense. And the give is to Hershberger. Bounces it to the left side, and he is going to be about a yard shy. They're going to mark him at the 39.
Yeah, interesting position for the Bombers here. You can either try and pin them deep, or you can try and get this yard.
Fourth and one for the Mountain Home offense. They're going to stay out there with 47 seconds left in this first quarter. So a big fourth and one. Can Mountain Home convert? From the 39 of Russellville. And the ball kept by McKay. Bounces to the outside. He's got the first down. Stiff arms the defender to the ground. Fights his way down to the 29.
Nice job. Everybody thought Mountain Home was going to go up the middle, including us, the way that the alignment was. And Bryce just pulls it out and runs around the end for an easy first down.
A 10-yard pickup on fourth and one. The ball's at the 29 now for Mountain Home. McKay with two running backs, and he's going to keep it, and now he keeps it on the option as well. He had that read option first, then that speed option going to his left, and he's going to take it to the 26, a three-yard gain.
Again, Brad, just steady yardage. Steady yardage on first down. I think that's why we're seeing more runs on first down. You're not seeing a lot of first down passes, and the Bombers are going to end the quarter with a 7-0 lead.
We'll take a break after one. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.